This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, March 27th. God's word for you today is support, not replace. Our scripture reading is taken from Exodus chapter 17, verse 12, and it says, "But Moses' hands were heavy and grew weary, so the other men took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. Then Aaron and Hur held up his hands, one on one side and one on the other side, so his hands were steady until the going down of the sun." Number 3, the solution to physical tiredness during spiritual activity is support, not a break. When Moses was tired with his hands vibrating, God did not allow Moses to take a break. God brought support. You are human. You will get tired. So the solution to physical tiredness during spiritual activity is support, not a break. It was as if God was saying, "Moses, you will stay. We will support you, even if it means holding your hands, but your hands will stay up." When we experience physical exhaustion, when we think we are tired, and when we think we cannot go on, we think what we need is a break, and so many people down tools or resign. Moses could have said, "After all, there are three of us here. Let me take a break. Aaron, hands up. It is your turn to hold up the staff. Then, when Aaron gets tired, he too will transfer it to Hur." But that is not how God works. When you're physically exhausted, God will put people in your life to hold up your hands. And I pray in the name of Jesus that when you're exhausted, you will have people that will hold up your hands, because your hands need to hold steady until sunset. Not a break, not turn by turn. It is support, not replace. God will bring you help. God will bring you support, but you must stand your ground. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 to 10 and 12 says, "Two people are better than one, because together they have a good reward for their hard work. If one falls, the other can help his friend get up. But how tragic it is for the one who is all alone when he falls. There is no one to help him get up. Though one person may be overpowered by another, two people can resist one opponent. A triple braided rope is not easily broken." The Bible says it is tragic for the person who falls alone. Why? The reason is that for you to sustain victory consistently, you cannot do it alone. You need support. In a lot of cases, people are tired out of exhaustion. In some other cases, however, it is out of boredom, not exhaustion. An example is the story in 2 Kings chapter 13, verse 18 to 19. Please read. "Elisha told the king to strike the ground, and the king struck three times and stopped. Why did he stop? He obviously wasn't tired. He struck three times because he was bored." Pastor, don't you get bored? Vigils night after night? No, I do not get bored, because boredom is for children. The difference between an adult and a child is their attention span. Children have short attention spans. They want something else to excite them. As an adult, when you have to study for an exam, you study not because you like it, but because it is necessary. Let us pray. Father, please send me support for my spiritual assignments. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.